All right, let's check the sport now. Very good morning, Warwick Hadfield.
Good morning, Hamish.
How's your weekend?
It was fantastic. A bit hot, very hot. 42 degrees where I was.
Wow.
And at times the air conditioner was knelt in front of and thanked.
Right. What have you got for us this morning?
Well, look, Usman Khawaja, who's proven his fitness for the Boxing Day tests with a century in the T20 competition. It was not so much a statement about his fitness, but you'd have to say it was a full-blown oration. For those who come in late, Khawaja missed the third test against New Zealand with a hamstring injury. He really only had one chance to prove his fitness. That was last night's big Baldernash game. And he produced something that was nothing short of eloquent. 109 from 70 balls, 12 fours and 3 sixes. And he'd helped set up a win. And we must give the results for those. There are some people out there who apparently take the big balderdash seriously, and we should report the results. Khawaja's team, the Sydney Thunder, beat the Melbourne Stars by one run. It was pretty tantalising game, as it turned out. The other game, though, anything but tantalising. The Hurricanes from Hobart, showing that whatever is wrong with Tasmanian cricket at the moment is spread across all forms of the game, completely blown away by the Sydney Sixers, Hamish. So that's a one. And look, speaking of the heat here, the poor old West Indies, everything is contriving against them. They had to play in Geelong in 42, 43 degree heat on Saturday when they had to bat, and some of them almost melted. And then when it came their turn to bowl and to get some much-needed match practice, it rained.
I take it you're not holding out for free tickets from the 10 Network to the big balderdash.
No. Well, look, no, as long as I don't have to listen to the... It would be a bonus. I could go and not have to listen to the commentators. That would be really good. I know they're probably mates of yours, but anyway.
It's quite all right. I make no judgment. In soccer, it's getting pretty tight at the top of the A-League after wins for both Melbourne City and for Brisbane Roar.
Yeah, look, Brisbane Roar, particularly Dimitri Petratos, was in the starting lineup early in the year, but he had to come on as a substitute to score the goal that gave Brisbane this 1-0 win over the Mariners, whose season has been further reduced to flotsam and jetsam. They're at the bottom of the ladder on 5 points, the only club in single figures after five losses in a row. And at the top, though, yes, a bit crowded. Western Sydney is first on 23 points. They came back from Perth with the 1 point from a draw. Brisbane Roar now on 21, claiming second spot, or reclaiming second spot, in fact, just ahead of Melbourne City, which really sets up a really good match this weekend. The Roar against the City at the Helio Stadium in Brisbane, that's a beauty. And in the Women's League, Melbourne City is going really well there too. After beating Perth yesterday 4-0, the Citizens, if we can call them that, have now won 9 games in a row, and that's a record for their competition, Hamish.
Oh, very nice. And it being summer and very hot, people getting in the water, including the Iron Men and the Iron Women.
Yeah, Shannon Eckstein won the blokes event yesterday in Newcastle, and Kirsty Higginson, a former junior kayaker, won the women's event. And that gives her a chance to beat Jordan Mercer, her Noosa teammate, for the title this year.
Well done. All right. Thanks very much, Warwick. We'll talk to you later on.
Good on you.